The nurses who work with Vancouver's safe injection site are not giving interviews now, but we talked with a nurse who does similar work. Fiona Gold is a street nurse with the AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases Prevention Program run by the Center for Disease Control of British Columbia, the Canadian province that Vancouver is located in. She's been with the program for 8 years, 4 as a street nurse, 4 as a team leader. She still works with addicts on the streets of Vancouver 2 nights a week. I asked her to describe a typical night.
The Wednesday nights, I usually buddy up with drug users in a certain part of Vancouver. It's the east part of Vancouver. And we head out. They have a needle exchange route that they do. And I go along as the nurse. And it's very interesting. I mean, we just run into users in back alleys, you know, hanging around the bus stations, that kind of thing. Very often, I think what's really important in working as a street nurse is that there's a lot of consistency, that you're just out there the same night, you're there again and again, and any outreach worker knows this, but that you're there again and again, because very often, I think working with people who are struggling with addiction, you have to gain a certain amount of trust. And that trust comes from just being really straightforward, really honest with people. I mean, in our program, we work very much with a client-centered approach, so we really allow clients to determine what they want to do with respect to their health care.
Now, do you do the kind of work that the nurses do in the safe injection site where you will help an addict find a vein or safely shoot up?
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of building a rapport. And our primary concern here is health. And I think that's where you know, that was the big shift that happened in Vancouver. People had to stop viewing this as a criminal issue, but really start viewing it as a health issue. And we will sit down and we will say, look, you know, you're missing all over the place. You've got abscesses through the yin-yang. And I mean, some people's arms were just unbelievable in the late 1990s. I mean, as a nurse coming from the hospital, I was horrified at what I was seeing on the street. I was seeing people with enormous holes in their arm, so you could see the bone, you know. And I just really felt, you know, we have to help people do this as safely as possible. And in that, you build a relationship with that person. And that relationship does lead into a day where that person says, you know, I've got to get off this stuff. Can you help me? Can you help me find a detox bed? Can you help me find a treatment facility?
What can you do that will help prevent an addict's arm turning into, you know, lots of abscesses?
A big hole.
To prevent that big hole with the bone sticking out.
Yeah. What we usually do is we just encourage people really to cook their drugs. That's number one. So to take a spoon, put their drug in a spoon, add water, and to cook it with a lighter. And what that does is it just kills the bacteria. Then we hand out filters. And when they draw this solution up into the needle, we say, use the filter because it will filter out any of the cut the dealers might have used. I mean, sometimes dealers use talcum powder or gypsum, or there's all kinds of things that people use to make the drugs go further.
What are some of the other addiction-related wounds or health problems that you can treat meeting somebody on the street?
Well, you know, when you think of addiction related, you think right away the real basics. Are they eating enough? Do they have a place to sleep? Those are big, huge ones. Then in terms of, you know, actual sharing needles or, you know, drawing water out of puddles. I mean, as soon as you have needle sharing going on, you have risks for HIV, for hepatitis C, and other bloodborne pathogens. And this is quite common. You know, people will inject a little bit and then they'll give it to their girlfriend, you know, or the other way around. And you get the transmission of bloodborne pathogens that way. You also end up in situations where if people have not cooked it, they're also injecting a kind of bacteria. And this can be, I mean, we just had this situation where people were drawing water out of puddles in alleys, and this water, I mean, there's garbage containers there, so on and so forth, and they're injecting this into their body. And so the concern there is, of course, that the person will go into a state of sepsis.
Is it ever hard to continue standing by a person when you've seen them blow their chances to get off of the drug, and when you've seen them, you know, get deeper and deeper into addiction or crime?
No, for me, that's not really an issue because I think that very much the, you know, getting more street involved, getting more into crime, that kind of thing, it is all fueled by the addiction. And that's a part of it. I mean, a part of it is, and this is very much the philosophy of the safe injection site. You know, I might not be able to get you as a drug user from the street today into a detox bed because it's way too freaky for you to go directly from a street into a detox or a treatment program. And so maybe we need to come up with some middle steps. And some of those middle steps do involve falling off the wagon and involve maybe accessing a safe injection site. And really through accessing a safe injection site or something like that, you can develop a rapport with the people, the nurses, the other workers that are working in the injection site. And through that rapport, really begin to develop a relationship back to the healthcare system.
Do you ever feel at risk working on the streets?
You know, we always try and buddy up. So we're either with another member of the community. We do a lot of collaborative work with different community organizations. So usually we have somebody with us. You know, sometimes the nurses go out in twos or the nurses go out with a healthcare worker, or we're buddied up with somebody from the community. And the only situations where I've really felt uncomfortable is when there's a mental health component and a lot of drugs on top of that. I've been in a couple of situations where I thought, yeah, I have to get out of here.
And have any of the nursing organizations taken a stand on the street nursing program?
Yeah, they have. The Registered Nurses Association here of British Columbia, they basically said that supervising injections for the purposes of education and health promotion was completely within the scope of nursing practice. And that was actually a very strong statement that came out from the Nursing Association, and I think a statement that really pushed Health Canada forward.
The street nurse program that you work with started about 16 years ago. And the safe injection site in the city of Vancouver just started a few months ago. How has the initiation of the safe injection site affected your work on the street?
You know, it's really quite amazing. We really see a huge decrease in people injecting in the lanes. And I can't tell you how happy that makes me, you know, just not to see people like cowering behind garbage containers, you know, putting needles in their arms. And so that's been a really positive step. And we're also hearing from users on the street that they do like accessing the injection site.
Fiona Gold, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Fiona Gold is a team leader with the AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases Prevention Street Nurse Program, which is run by the Center for Disease Control of British Columbia.